This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Each and every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock, you can listen to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale Coley in the studios with us this morning. A little chilly out there.
It is real chilly.
Got like
out
some
there.
Extra layers coming in. Usually Dale's all laid back. He was ready to go.
I am ready to go.
All right. I know Dr. David Fletcher is going to be back with you tonight, and there's been some updated booster recommendations, particularly for people who are immunocompromised. These are the folks. When you see hospital numbers of people who are vaccinated, and it's still the vast majority are unvaccinated, but the ones who are people that usually fall into this category, right?
Yes, and they're very much at risk.
Can I get you to pull that microphone up just a little bit closer?
Sure.
There. Thank you.
They are very much at risk, Brian, and that's the biggest issue that you've got going with this thing. All those underlying conditions, even if you're vaccinated and you've got underlying conditions, you're still at risk. So they're talking right now that the CDC talking about adding a fourth booster, a fourth shot, which would be a booster, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be a wave of the future type situation. I think we're going to be getting vaccinated every year for the COVID. I think that's the way it's going to be.
This frustrates me because I can just already hear what people are doing mm-hmm. with this information on social media. Let's break this down. The booster as it exists now seems to be the biggest defense against Omicron in healthy people that don't have suppressed immunization systems, that aren't cancer patients or people that are going through
underlying conditions.
And you can see this. I mean, the math is mm-hmm. is simple.
So
you're probably, if you're out there in relatively good health without these underlying conditions, okay with that booster shot. There are other people that even with the booster, and the booster, by the way, we're a very small percentage. I mean, if you look at the country and the state of Illinois, high into the double vaccination rates, the booster rates are still low just because of timing and all of that. So, this isn't conflicting evidence. You've done this a long time. You learn as you go and you get smarter. And as these variants pop up, because the virus learns too, and it's doing everything it can to survive.
The virus pivots a lot. And so we've got to be able to know. That's the important thing.
That doesn't mean that 3 months ago was lying to somebody. No. It means you learn.
And I think when people thought that if you got the vaccination, that was all it was going to be. And we didn't realize how severe this virus was.
Well, and also with 50% of the people in this county getting vaccinated, you're not going to keep this thing from mutating and let it die out.
Absolutely. But it's one of the most frustrating things that I've come across in my years in pharmacy is talking to people that are very, very intelligent people and understand things, but they're just afraid that maybe the vaccine, it hasn't been proven in this type of situation. And I'm telling you, this is the safest vaccine we've had rolled out in a long time. And that comes from Dr. Fletcher and all the physicians and the professionals that are involved.
There was a study in Israel that I read this week that they examined the people who had reactions to they did a blind study of like that there is a placebo effect that they found that 2/3 of the people who reported reactions were not even given the actual vaccine. I mean, it was a mental thing. And yet those numbers are tiny. And yet there's still fear. And I get it. And fear is probably a lot better talked to than yelled at. I get that as well. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know when you quit trusting Dale Coley or Dr. Fletcher or the hospitals and started believing some guy in a lab coat who's a chiropractor in St. Louis. YouTube videos.
See, that's where the frustrating part became because, early on in this whole situation, I was on the fence about is this, how quickly this was rolled out because I'm an old guy and I've seen, vaccines and things like this take years to get developed. These were developed very, very quickly, but they were developed because there was a lot of money put in there and helped that get by.
And how they were developed, that research had been mm-hmm. done. I mean, it wasn't all created from scratch.
No, it wasn't. And Dr. Fletcher enlightened me. It took about two sessions to sit down and talk to him for 10, 15 minutes. And he let me understand what was going on. And that's what I implore everybody to do. Get with your doctor. give us a healthcare professional that you trust and go through all the pluses and minuses of the vaccine. To me, that's very, very important. The other side of the coin to me is the treatments. We have not priority on the treatment side of things. And that's one of the things that I think you're going to see a lot more of things coming down the pike, given everyone, the majority of the people are going to get the virus. If you believe that scenario, which I do, we've got to figure out not only ways that we protect them by the vaccines to keep it as mild as possible, but also how are we going to advance? And that's what you're going to see rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right, talk to me about antibodies and antivirals.
The monoclonal antibodies that are, and you're seeing that there's a lot of places that are having these, and they have had them, and now they're not available anymore. And it's got to be in a specific time frame that you're going to be doing these monoclonal antibodies. Not everybody is going to be needing those type of things. So you need to be very, very early talking to your healthcare professionals and seeing if that's what's going to happen. We've got a lot of different things coming down the pike. Right now, it doesn't look like Illinois is going to be first on the list to get a lot of these treatment plans. And so we've just got to be patient about this thing and make sure that we're ready whenever they're here for us to be available to us.
All right. And then what about the home test kits and the free masks? Are you guys playing a role in that? The government's rolling that out.
They're rolling that out, and we're going to have those available to us. We don't have those yet. They're supposed to be sometime after the first of the month that those are going to be rolling out so individual pharmacies and places like this can have those. Again, it's the federal government doing this type of thing. They're doing their best, but it's a slow process, and there's a lot of work to be done on this to get these masks and all the supplies available at this point here.
All right, if we look at the numbers released yesterday, there were on Friday 326 positive, Saturday 194, Sunday 141, and we lost three more residents, the youngest a male in his 40s.
40, yeah.
I think there's a couple of things. Sometimes the national news drives the narrative, and we talk about, you know, it hit New York first, so they've kind of peaked and are going the right way. Even Illinois looks like the numbers have peaked and going the right way, but that doesn't mean that in Macon County it's doing that yet. We're heading in that direction.
Correct. And I'm still, get vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated, because we've got to get those numbers 80% before you're going to be safe, in my mind, in Macon County.
We're nowhere near that.
Nope, we're barely.
All right, let's end with something fun. You guys have, because you do just, you know, they're not just a pharmacy, although they're that. You can go in there and shop for days.
You can do that. We, Lauren and Rita and Alyssa were down in Atlanta at the gift show last weekend, the weekend before last, and we got our first new product in called Clean Freak.
I just wanted to, I waited this entire interview just to hear you say Clean Freak.
Yeah, and I think my daughter put that in there for
K-L-E-A-N.
me. K-L-E-A-N. Yeah, Clean Freak Freak Body Wipes, and they're refreshing, individually packed, and they're really, really good, because they help the skin, you know, when you're doing a lot of using a lot of antiseptic and things like this, is out the skin. These refresh the skin. They're mobile. You can put them in your gym bag. You can put them in your purse. You can take them with you. And they're very affordable. And it's just one of those things that you should have on yourself all the time. They're washing the hands and hand sanitizers and things like this kind of take the
a lot of alcohol. Yes,
a lot of alcohol. It dries out the skin. So
12 for $15. Dale never leaves home. His purse always has a Clean Freak in it.
My car does.
Yeah. All right. Tonight at 5 o'clock. We look forward to it, Dale. Appreciate it. Thank you. And best to the family, Dale Coley, and Pharmacy Facts with Friends.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.